Once again, it is what it is. Ooh. It is the Jimmy Smith Show. Give me a two. Jimmy. Give me another two. What's that spell? 22. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing today?
Doing well. Yeah. Always good after a W.
Do you jump up and down? You kind of reserved. Everybody was like, yeah. Brandon Stevens looked like Santa Claus came down the ceiling.
I stood there with my hands in the air. My lady just asked me about that, and I showed the video because one of our coaches in the it's like on Twitter, Marlon put it out there, but one of our coaches just bit the dust and hurt himself.
Oh, no.
But I just stood there with my hands up. You seen that?
Yeah.
There've been a lot of cool social media videos of everyone's different reactions. And my favorite was Justin entering the locker room and everybody just, but it was really a team win. You know, we can't just celebrate the one
that
guy,
was
but
Justin
OMG.
That was Justin
I hate
Tucker.
To put it all on him, but wow, that was incredible.
Well, sum that up, Jimmy, because A, 66 yarder. That's a record.
A
They've been
record,
playing this
yeah.
game a long time, and it bounced right on the crossbar. Could have gone either way, but it hit so hard on the crossbar, it hit the net.
Wow.
I mean, it was perfect.
So,
I mean,
yeah, sum all that up, all the emotion to get to that point.
Man, I mean, just the first half, you watched the game. The first half was you know, we had some plays we messed up on. We dropped some passes, and defense let a couple runs go, but we were – somewhat in control of the game. And then the second half, like we have the last few games, we let teams come back and make it a game. Mm-hmm. And this one literally came down to Justin Tucker again making the field goal to save us. But the emotion, I can't even explain. That's probably the best of all the kicks I've seen him kick. And I was there for the Detroit one the first time. And that was amazing on a Monday night. But a 66-yarder. After, you know, all the stuff we went through in that game, especially in the second half, I mean, I can't even tell you how happy we were, but, it's weirdly, I watched Justin right before they went to kick it, and he just seemed so confident. He was just out there, like, already knew he was going to make it. And then on the plane, I asked him when we're taking off, I said, did you attempt the 65-yarder, or did you try to kick 70 or something? He was like, nah, the longest I kicked that day was like a 60.
Oh,
so he didn't even
gosh.
Really
broke
know
his own
truly
record.
If he could make it, but he definitely nailed it, though.
Yeah, they're saying now, if he does this again, if this wasn't an anomaly, you know, will they start changing the game? Will they change the rules?
Hell no.
I think they should make the goalposts move, make it a little more challenging.
I mean, he should get 4 points for that kick, I think.
That's so true.
But, Jimmy, you...
anything over 55 yards should be 4 points. Change the rules.
Yes.
That's what they were saying about fantasy. That should have been a 100-point
wow.
kick. But what Justin did is he added a little crow hop. Instead of lining up and just taking 1, 2, 3, swinging the leg, he put a little extra run into it, more like a kickoff, so he could get that extra yard and a half, which was brilliant. And people said, what a Detroit Lions way to lose. You know, you almost feel bad for him a little bit.
I definitely did not.
I don't either.
I thought we should have, you know, how we feel. We should have blown him out.
Right.
Could have been a different game. But the W is a W. You got to enjoy it. And the fact that we've had two back-to-back kind of incredible wins in a way, you just got to live in a moment for a second and just enjoy. Hey, man, that was something to celebrate. It's like week previous was just something to celebrate.
Marianne said it's not a good victory because you didn't blow him out.
I didn't say that.
I know, no.
Now I'm understanding it. Yeah. Now you're supposed to say it's no matter what, you're happy about it. And you said, I think last week, you're allowed 24 hours to sort of enjoy it and revel and then back to the
absolutely. After today, that doesn't matter anymore. We're on a hot Denver team that's
good. Love it. All right, Jimmy, more to come on the other side. We're allowing ourselves a few minutes to revel in the win, too.
Oh, we get 48 hours. We don't get 24.
I know. Yeah, we're going to be talking about it. And, of course, we'll
Jimmy
talk
Smith!
About the Broncos coming up. It's the Jimmy Smith Show.
That's right.
Yes, it's drama, too. Jimmy, we're talking about maybe this dramatic ending yesterday. Shouldn't have even happened. Kirk, you'll have to explain.
Well, the play clock ran out. They were talking about it on all the shows this morning.
Oh.
They show the clock ticking down. It gets to zero. There's 2 extra seconds, and then the ball is snapped.
Wow.
It's one of those things that the back judge missed. But that's football, Jimmy. That happens to you sometimes.
Wow, really? I didn't know that happened.
You didn't know? You didn't realize that?
Or we would have had a delay of game and a 5-yard penalty?
It would have been a 71-yarder, which, come on now.
Wow.
Yeah. But
they messed up some calls in that game anyway.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only one. Yeah. Do you know the refs, Jimmy? Do you know the who you get when you get there? You're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, we actually get to see who they are, where they're from, what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Try to call them by their name. You know, treat them like humans.
Nice.
How did you feel? You got action for the first time this year.
I did. I felt good. I felt good getting my feet back wet again. It was a long time off. So it's always feel good to get back in the field, and especially after a W.
Who were you trailing? Some tight end looked like he was like 6'4", 280. Was that Fells?
Oh, no, man. He's way bigger than 6'4", 280. He was like 6'8".
I said, Jimmy looks like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah.
Do you ever get scared?
I mean, better blocking tight ends in the league as well.
Do you get scared? I mean, I don't want to.
He's not going to say.
I'm not going to say scared, but is there anybody that doesn't when you see someone that big coming at you? I just can't imagine.
No, it's not a scared. You have to make a business decision, though.
Right.
Like, is he going to crush you? You got to might have to get out the way a little bit.
Man, you guys have a different mindset, I swear. It's like a warrior mentality.
Gladiators.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You talk about making a business decision. Some players want you to hit them high so you don't mess with their legs, but the league would rather you go low and hit them in their legs, and so they're keep them out of concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Do you have to think about that?
No, I mean, not in the moment when you're trying to tackle somebody. You don't think about, I'm just trying to get them down.
Yeah. Right. How can I least harm this person?
Yeah, just best way you can get them down. If they're close out of bounds, push them out, but if you got to hit them low, you hit them low. I mean, usually the bigger guys are going to get hit low. They're prepared for that. That's why all tight ends like to hurdle people so much, or running backs like to hurdle. They don't want to get hit in the knees.
What about the pass interference on you? Is that warranted?
I didn't look at the play, but I definitely grabbed him. I mean, it was like a little hand fight there. You know, receivers get away with being able to push off and get that separation they need. And, you know, I try to pull a little vet move and grab him low, but, you know, kind of extended. You know, get called. It's part of the game. It is what it is.
I ain't going to lie. I always feel more confident when 22 is suited up and on the field just because of all the football you've seen, the leadership you bring out there, your size and athleticism. I always feel better when you're back on the field. So it was good to see you yesterday.
Yeah, it felt great.
Yeah, and they gave a little rundown of you after a big play, and I was like, oh, my God, Jimmy.
That's cool.
My wife, he posted that online too.
Yeah, that's cool. They went through his whole career.
Oh, did they take
you know, they gave him a little, yeah.
That's good.
Walk down memory lane.
That's because he's one of the longest vested dudes on the team. You, Sam Cook, Justin Tucker, maybe one or two other guys.
Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
Anthony Levine.
Yeah, yep. And that's about it for the senior council right there.
Pretty much.
So, mile high, Marianne.
What's that?
The Denver Broncos, mile high.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
You can't breathe as well up there. Is that right, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
That is the truth. I remember in college, the Georgia came down and played us. They had the A.J. Green and, you know, Justin Hughes and all those guys back then. And in that first half, they were struggling. You could see they didn't catch their wind to the second half, and then they started catching up. But that first half, they definitely were struggling.
Well, don't let that happen to you.
Acclimate.
We played out there. We played in Denver twice. I mean, with not good results, to be honest.
Right.
I think we lost twice, but the one was the 7 touchdowns Peyton Manning put on us the year after we won the Super Bowl.
We got more to come. Jimmy Smith Show. It's Kirk McEwen, Marianne Sirk live on 98 Rock. Jimmy Smith Show, Kirk and Marianne just along for the ride. What are your three favorite towns to go to? If you had a little bit of time to see and do something, what cities are best up for you?
Ooh, I love Denver.
Well, good thing, because you're going.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, college. I just love that place.
Yeah.
I
haven't really traveled that much to
right.
really know.
Do you get much downtime?
You know, we don't get, when we do is go to the DR or something like that. But as far as towns to be in, I really haven't been to many places.
So you see the airports and then the locker rooms and that's it. Yeah.
Didn't it used to be, Jimmy, you guys would drop your bags and then head out?
Maybe back in the day, but we definitely don't do that now.
Definitely just hurt.
Focus for the game, then we leave. It's not like basketball. NBA, they get to stay a few extra days, host some clubs and all that. Football players are in and out.
I thought
even Denver, I believe we go in on Saturday and it's a 4-hour flight and in and out, leaving right after the game.
I thought McAllister would have taught you better than that, Jimmy.
I've heard.
That's great.
And a place like Denver, do you think you could get in early? I mean, get in early to acclimate because of the altitude being
That's the thing. They want you, I guess the belief is you don't want to go in 48 hours. This takes 48 hours for your body to start feeling it more. So you want to go in the day before and play so your body doesn't adjust. I don't know the science behind it, but I guess that's why we're going on Saturday.
Right. Do people show up at the hotel to yell at you?
You know, when Ray Lewis and Ed Reed was here, there used to be a bigger crowd outside of every, especially like division game. But yeah, there's definitely fans that hang around the hotels and all that.
Maybe what's not so the most volatile team towards you guys? Like the meanest people to you guys?
I'm going to say Steelers. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, Steelers for sure. They don't like us.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not there long, so. Yeah.
Cincinnati as well. They don't like us.
Hey, well,
I don't know any team that really likes us.
I know. Who's going to be like, hey, it's our buddies, the Ravens.
Right. Everybody hates us.
I saw a lot of purple in the stands at Detroit. Will Blake, our producer who travels, said they had a nice, strong showing. Can you tell when you look around?
The way we could tell, our team at least, is for every game when they seen the Spangled banner and they hit that O. And that O is extremely loud every time. So you know we're in there thick.
That's crazy how they even
the O.
Yeah, they can tell. That's cool.
Somebody was like, I remember some lady was singing just a while. I think the Raiders game, right? They have like Patti LaBelle or some famous
Gladys Knight. Come on, you old school,
Gladys
Jimmy.
Knight, I'm sorry. But you heard how thick and how loud the O was. Even her trying to like sing, it was like beautiful. And they just screamed, oh.
Yeah.
I knew we were in there.
The first time you heard them screaming, oh, you were like, what in the hell? I know you did.
No, I thought it was pretty cool.
They were doing it?
I did not know why they were doing it, though. It actually didn't even dawn on me until like 5 years later why they were doing it. Okay. Now I get it.
That's crazy.
But it is definitely that's how I know where we're at. Every stadium.
Jimmy, so your kids are in school and the germs are flying around already. Is that right?
Absolutely. They came back. My youngest came back with influenza and RSV. You know, the family gets it first. I got it last, but I've been fighting it all week, and it hit me hard on, you know, game day. But good thing we got doctors that gave me some good meds and all that. Got through that game.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you need an RV parked outside your house so you can.
I know. Daddy will wave at
you. Daddy's in the RV.
The weird thing is having, not COVID, but having flu symptoms around anybody. Like, I didn't want to sniffle. I didn't want to cough.
And I
didn't realize, like, until I got sick, like, how much I didn't want to. Because I ended up going to dinner with my financial advisors out in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm sitting there just, like, trying not to, like, sniffle or cough or show any, like, signs of anything around people looking at me cough.
Hey,
everybody's
rumors
terrified.
Will swirl. Yeah,
my financial advisor works the register at 7-Eleven, so I see him every couple, 2-3 times a week. The Jimmy Smith Show.
Yes, rolls on. So summer is officially over, and for the regular people, not on a professional football team, we're deep into the holiday season. You know, pumpkin spice is everywhere. How does the football team do? Do you guys do pumpkin spice anything?
No, they don't. They don't. But I did have a little cheat day yesterday and had a pumpkin spice pie from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Really?
Pumpkin spice pie.
I didn't eat the whole thing. It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of a pumpkin spice fan I am.
No, not a lot of people are. It's not even pumpkin. Your taste, it's like the spices. Like pumpkin
like
itself
cinnamon.
Doesn't have, yeah, it's cinnamon
yeah, like
and allspice.
Nutmeg.
Right. Nutmeg. Right. Right. So no candles on the bus, you know, guys just putting on pumpkin lotion.
Nah. But I do like the seasonal foods when they come out around now. So they do change up the menus a little bit.
Did you get your pizza on or anything? Like, I cheated all weekend, Jimmy. Chinese food, pizza, ice cream cones.
He's like a five-year-old.
No. I had a Big Mac, though, and a shake and fries. That's my cheat meal.
Wow.
I'm a McDonald's classic Big Mac. That's it.
Go ahead.
All I can order from fast food, though. Wow.
Marianne, go ahead and tell them.
I've never had a Big Mac, and I've never had a Whopper or anything.
I know.
What do you eat?
I am vegetarian, but all my life, I just never thought to order it, and now it's gone too long, so I'm just not going to start now, I guess.
Have you tried the Impossible Burger?
Yes.
How was that?
It tastes just like a bad hamburger in a good way. You know, like a school hamburger, like a bad quality.
Which I liked.
Yeah. It was like junk food.
Cafeteria.
It was delicious junk food. I did. Okay. I'm not one of those people that doesn't like the taste of meat. I miss it, but I just don't want to.
She knows it came from an animal that had eyes.
Yeah, I don't want to kill an animal. So
how do you, do you feel better being a vegetarian?
Yeah. And I think, it's right for me. I watch that. What is it? Forks Over Knives or whatever. There's a documentary and like a lot of sports guys watched athletes that became vegan, like Forks Over Knives or Knives Over Forks.
Was this on A&E, Netflix?
Netflix, yeah. And it changed a bunch of people into vegans.
I'm about to check this out.
I don't see you changing
them. I've seen that documentary about, was it food and how they treat the animals and how kind of dirty our stuff really is and GMOs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely a reason to go vegetarian, but I just feel like being a ball player, I just need to eat chicken and beef and all that. Like, I feel like I wouldn't have enough energy to maintain through a game.
I get that. I'm sure a nutritionist would guide you through, but.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how much. I tried to go pescatarian. My nutritionist wanted me to go pescatarian. And after 5 days, I couldn't do it anymore.
Like, yeah, you're I can't eat that much fish. There's a limit.
What is that?
I need some food. I need a tacos badly.
What's pescatarian?
Fish.
Oh, okay.
You can eat fish.
Oh, all right.
Which I do too. I guess I'm pescatarian because I eat crab cakes.
Oh, that's much easier than just vegetarian because vegetarian is salads and nuts pretty much.
Yeah, pastas and beans and fake protein stuff, right?
Impossible burgers.
Right, and fake junk food.
You keep eating what you're eating so we keep you on the field. Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. And get ready for Denver. Go out there and come back 3-1.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on that dramatic W.
Absolutely. I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
Good people. Thanks a lot. To Ben Garner. Thanks to you, Jimmy.
Awesome. Just part revel in the win.
We'll always see that kick forever now.
That's true. And with you standing on the sidelines with your hands up.
Hands up.
All right. The Jimmy Smith Show. We'll do it again next week. Marianne?
Hopefully after another W.
Yeah!
Is that how you say it?
That's
another
a win, yeah.
W.
Yeah.
After killing the Broncos. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. See you next week.
22!
Next week.